AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire.
We now know more about Robert Bobby E. Cremo III, the man suspected of killing six and wounding dozens at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli provided more details and said this was planned out in advance.
Cremo exited the roof, he dropped his rifle, and he blended in with the crowd, and he escaped. Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape. He borrowed his mother's vehicle. North Chicago police officer spotted the vehicle, conducted a traffic stop, and they were able to safely apprehend Cremo with no injuries to the officers. He also had other firearms that were recovered from a residence that he was living in Highland.
As far as the motive,
we have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.